Current State on 90.5 WKAR. The Wharton Center just announced the schedule of their upcoming 2016-17 season. A few days ago, Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with the Wharton Center's executive director, Mike Brand, as well as Diane Wilcox, Wharton's director of marketing and communications, about several performers and productions coming to Mid-Michigan. According to Brand, the Broadway season next year begins with a rather popular choice.
Popular, you're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to
wear. We're trying to bring in some old friends, some first favorites, and some homecomings in some cases. I think one of the most popular shows in the 34-some year history of the Wharton Center is Wicked, and that's arriving here for its fourth visit this fall, opening our season, so we're very happy to have that. We have probably one of the greatest plays in the history of New York Broadway theater. It's originally produced at the National Theater in Great Britain, The Curious Incident of the Dog at Nighttime, and we jumped on that tour immediately, and so we're in the one and only year it's touring, so we're very happy with that. And we have some old friends visiting us, the 20th anniversary of Rent, and the Roundabout Theater Productions of Cabaret is visiting us too. So we have some old friends and some new ones.
Welcome, bienvenue, welcome. Fremda, étranger, stranger.
In addition, there is another kind of toothsome musical which is rather under the radar and rather snarky musical as well.
Well, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's very specifically a young man who stands the possibility of inheriting a lot of money, except that there are eight relatives between him and inheritance. So he sets out to murder all eight. But the conceit of the play is that one person, one actor, plays all eight of those roles. So it's men, women, old, young, all very eccentric. It's hilarious, a drawing room comedy style musical, because in addition, he's balancing two love interests. There's a lot of door slamming, a lot of running around. It's hilarious, fall on the floor funny. It was my favorite show of that season. Yeah, I love it.
In this unveiling of the 2016-17 season at the Wharton Center, Diane Wilcox, Marketing and Communications Director of the Wharton, also let us know about the tour coming to East Lansing, which revolves around the music and long career of a certain natural woman.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so.
Beautiful, the Carole King musical is really the whole story of how Carole King became the Carole King who created Tapestry. So it starts actually when she's a teenager and she wrote her first hit song. And she sells it. She becomes part of the Brill Building song manufacturing building and meets her husband there, Jerry Goffin, who becomes her songwriting partner. And then they become really good friends with Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann. And they become great friends, but they're also incredible rivals as different songwriting teams. So what I love about this is, and Mike can talk about this as well, it's so surprising. I didn't know going in, I didn't know anything about Carole King except from Tapestry forward. I had no idea she wrote these Motown-style songs and these bebop kind of songs, these girl group songs and guy group songs. So you hear music that's really upbeat and from the late 50s all the way up until the time where she wrote Tapestry and became a star in her own right.
The finale of the Wharton Center's 2016-17 MSU Federal Credit Union Broadway series is the musical Fun Home,
which won last year's Tony for Best Musical. It's made history because it's the first time an all-female creative team has won Best Musical Lyrics and Book. And those last two, actually, the co-composition and the book, those Tonys were won by Lisa Crone of Lansing, graduate of Everett High School. So we're really proud and pleased we're able to bring that to East Lansing, to our community. It's an amazing, fun musical. It's really universal. It's a lovely story about growing up and the mystery within your childhood and looking back on those as an adult and how you solve them. It's also really fun in that in the show, the main character, Allison, is played by three different actresses. And sometimes simultaneously, there's young Allison, there's late teenage to almost adult Allison, and then adult Allison, who's looking back and showing us this. And it's based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel. Extraordinary piece. It really is groundbreaking. And it's also fun and loving, and it makes you cry. And I love that show.
Your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring of keys.
On the classical side of things, you have actually one of my favorite live pianists coming, Yefim Bronfman, who I've seen. He's obviously really great in his romantic repertoire. And I'm thrilled to know that he's going to be coming.
Yeah, we're very excited too. We've tried to get him here a number of times. He does very few recitals on the road, and we kind of plugged his programming into this date that we have with his Carnegie Hall recital he has later in the year. So it finally worked out for us both to have dates and to be on his radar too. So we're very happy. It's a premier performance for him here at the Wharton Center.
We're currently speaking with Mike Brand, the executive director of the Wharton Center, and getting a preview of the just-announced 2016-17 season. Now, also as a part of the Classics at Wharton Center series, you'll have some friends up north who always carry a large sound. The Canadian Brass will be coming to East Lansing.
Right. The Canadian Brass had come out with a couple new recordings last year, and one of them is a Christmas holiday album, and they're going to be doing a lot of the work here on their concert here, which is in early December. And then the other orchestra that we, or another classical music offering on our season this year is the Prague Philharmonia, who haven't been in the United States for 10 years. And it's a wonderful orchestra. They do a lot of recording. And we've tried to get Sarah Chang here with a number of orchestras, and it just didn't work out, but she'll be doing the Dvorak Violin Concerto on this concert.
In addition, the Alvin Ailey dance group is coming, yes?
Alvin Ailey comes back. We generally have him here every 3 or 4 years, and this is the year that we'll be bringing them back. A great new American dance company, the Jessica Lange Dance, is somebody that we've been looking at for a number of years and finally decided we're just going to engage them, and we're very excited to have them make their premiere performance here, and I think dance enthusiasts are going to love her work and her company. They're just an extraordinary, very unique group doing most of her own choreography.
There's another duo that's going to be coming that came to Flint not that long ago and kind of blew the roof off there. I'm really thrilled to see that Black Violin is coming as well.
The wonderful thing about them is they take classical works. They start out with classical works. These are highly trained, beautiful musicians, violin and viola. They know their stuff. They're playing beautifully. It's a wonderful piece. And then they start to add little twists and changes. And suddenly there's a percussion that you didn't expect and a beat and a rhythm. And so they collaborate with a percussionist and a DJ. And you may start out with one of the Brandenburg concertos, but what you end up with is an incredible hip-hop version of the same piece. They do it beautifully. They're beautiful, strong musicians, and they're finding a way to reach all audiences with this type of music.
We've been speaking with the Wharton Center's Executive Director Mike Brand and Director of Marketing and Communications Diane Wilcox about the just-announced 2016-17 series coming to the Wharton Center. And I feel like we've kind of barely touched the surface on all the items next year. Fortunately, you can find the complete list of next season online at wartoncenter.com. Mike and Diane, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.